Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Be good to get out there outside today and get a good practice in.
There's a lot of names, but can you kind of tick through some of the injured guys there?
I would just say, in general, looks promising for quite a bit of guys.
Who's not gonna practice? Who's...
Today, Lemieux, Azudu, and Adori. Everybody else? In practice.
What is it about Bellinger?
What kind of lift is that for your team to look around and know they're getting that many guys back?
Well, let's see how it goes at practice. You know, we'll go full pads today. We'll do some, you know, good hitting, kind of see where guys are at, and, you know, take it day by day and get to Friday, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some guys back.
What is it about Bellinger that he needs to clear to be able to play? I know it's a little different because it's about, I guess, the contact part of it.
Yeah, I'd say he's trending in the right direction. So, again, we'll see how it goes out there today, but I'm optimistic for Belly.
Coach, obviously I'm not going to ask you word for word, but when it came back to work Monday, what was your general message to the team for the stretch run?
Really, let's get ready to go for Washington. Got an extra day here to prepare, and, you know, let's take each day and make the most of it.
So, Feliciano, did you just plug him back in, or did Nick show you enough where that's the decision you're going
to
make?
I'd just say, relative to the guys coming back, there's still a few days here. You know, let's get through practice today. Let's go to the next day. I don't want to make some, you know, split-second decision. I think that's, you know, one of the reasons we're going pads is, you know, let's work a little bit on the running game, and then let's get some of these guys back and see how they operate, you know, and contact stuff.
Do you have a policy just in general, like you can't lose your job to injury, or is that the type of deal where it opens the door? And
yeah, I wouldn't have one either way. I think we just do what's best for the team.
How did Nick create out in that game?
He did okay. Yeah, he did okay. Some stuff he can do better, but yeah, he did a good job.
Brian, is Shane's situation something that could be long-term here with the...
Don't know that.
Is it the same exact toe?
It's his toe. So I think we're trying to be smart with him. You know, I know he wants to be out here, but, you know, we're trying to do right by the player too.
I know you mentioned the Zudu and the neck thing last week not being super serious. What is there anything that's changed on that front regarding the scenario?
Not too much. Again, just not ready to go for today.
Would you consider John at center and Nick at guard? Is that a...
Yeah, I think we'd consider whatever we think is best. I mean, if we have a bunch of guys out here, we'll roll them in and see, you know, how everybody operates.
We're talking a lot about your offensive line. Their defensive line is a rare one with four first-round draft pick talents on it. How difficult, what kind of difficult challenge do they pose? What makes them so good?
They're good at the run and the pass. I think that's what, you know, I think having strong fronts, both defense and offensively, is kind of where you want to build your football team. And they certainly have done it. I think the last eight games they've given up 16 points. That's without Chase, so they got some other good players in there. You know, two Bama guys inside. You know, I was with Payne for that 1 year. Allen's, you know, they're just sweat. I mean, they're challenging on both fronts. They don't give up a lot of points. They haven't given up a lot of points here in the last 8 weeks, or 6 and 7. And I think they play a physical style of football. Coach Rivera got a lot of respect for him and how he operates. They're physical on both sides of the ball in a kicking game. That's how you want to, you know, so I think it makes a good football team.
I realize you always prefer to focus on the day-to-day and the small picture, but Kayvon yesterday suggested that
you relayed a big picture thought about the season starting now. What were you trying to get across to your players with that?
Well, I think December, when you play meaningful games in December, that's why we all do this. You go all the way back to OTAs and to preseason and in the beginning part of the season, and now you're in December, and I've been on teams that have played meaningful games in December, and I've been part of teams that haven't, and it's not a lot of fun when you're not playing meaningful games. So let's come to work with a great attitude, a positive mindset, keep getting better, and you focus on the week's opponent. That's how you have to do it. But they're important games now.
When was the last time you went pads, and how does that – I mean, I guess the objective is to
– We went pads the week before Houston.
Okay. Is the objective to – you just talked about the running game.
Yeah.
To help that running game, and how does that help it?
Yeah, well, I think, practicing and the things that you're wearing help. Obviously, we've done a lot of it all the way up till now. You want to make sure you're taking care of the players. They're fresh. They've had a couple days off, so again, I think this was a good day to do it.
How do you think your team is handling the losing recently?
I think the way they're handling winning. They're consistent. We've all been in this league a long time. It's the last time that you haven't faced adversity would be the first time. You're going to face it. Week one, week five, week 10. So the approach is to be consistent, like the message I've tried to give really since I've been here.
Do you want to get Daniel back into the running game more than he has been the last couple of weeks? Is that something that's holding back the whole running game in general?
No, I think, there's a bunch of different ways to run a quarterback. So in a lot of ways we'll, zone read it, or he'll have a decision to make, and whether that's to give to the running back or keep it, that's some of it. But, again, we'll put together the best plan we can and go out there and work at it.
You've obviously worked for a couple of the greatest head coaches ever. When they get to December, have you seen them change their approach with their team in any way, or how have they conducted?
Guys that I've worked for, those two guys are pretty consistent. I think each person runs their team their own way they want to run it. I think being consistent and with your approach, with your process, with your preparation, I think that's the way to do it.
You've talked about breaking up the season, I guess, into quarters.
Yeah, we're close to
there.
Last game of the third quarter.
We're close to there. What makes you think
your team... No, we're last game of the third quarter.
Okay. What makes you think that your team is ready to peak in these December games when you get to that fourth quarter?
Yeah, I'd just say we're trying to get ready to play this week. That's the most important game. It's the fourth game of our third quarter here in the season, and we're going to try to do the best we can to get ready.
Do you think getting results early in the season, winning games early, helps a team stay confident when you go through a stretch like this?
I don't know. I've been part of teams that have lost early and remain confident, that have won early. And it's, to me, the biggest thing as a leader is to remain consistent with your approach, to not get too high or low, to not ride any waves. It's human nature at times, so your job as a leader is to focus on the things you can control, and coach them up.
As you look at Chase Young, obviously Chase Young.
One more time.
Chase Young.
Yep, got it.
He hasn't played this year, obviously, and he might play this week. So yep. What's your sense of how you guys are preparing where he might line up? And throughout his career, he's lined up all over. Last year against you guys, you weren't here. He was 50-50 both sides.
Yeah,
so how do you prep for that?
No, you never know exactly what you're going to get each week. You're always facing good players. We'll see how many snaps he plays when he gets back. Obviously, he's a dynamic guy with where he's selected, how he's played. So, all hands on deck.
Two player questions for you. Rodarius, it seemed like he made two good plays, jumped the pick, and then he stayed with them on the go route.
Yep.
What have you seen from him just coming back? And obviously, he missed quite a bit of time.
Yeah, I think he's, the short time he's been back, I think he's improved each day out here at practice. And, it's good to see guys, make some plays when they're working hard, and we'll need them to continue to do that.
Is Flott? The other one was Landon. He played, I want to say twice, right after you guys signed him. Haven't elevated him in a while. Is it just hasn't fit in the game plan with other inside linebackers, or what's kind of happened with
Landon? Each week we talk about the roster and, whether it's the defensive scheme, the offensive scheme, what we need. That could change. That changes on a week-to-week basis.
Do you worry about a guy getting frustrated in that spot when he's been up and then is down for 3-4 games?
No, that's not National Football League.
Flott is out of the protocol?
No, he's still in the protocol. Yep.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.